To hear what the president has to say about the states of the Muslim community. Supposedly that's going to be the focus. While Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, not very welcome in the quarters of the UN, will give a speech on Wednesday. People calling for a stop in that speech. It's very doubtful that will happen since he is the leader of Iran. And he's in New York already giving interviews and whatnot. It's not going to happen. Some people will leave the UN and not listen to his speech that will certainly be filled with all kinds of anti-Western verbiage and attacks on Israel. The White House did say that they were sorry they couldn't meet with world leaders. They're just too busy for any of those side meetings at the UN. And while we're in an election year, Obama going for part two at the UN and for this speech, he's under pressure certainly to address what's going on in Libya after that consulate attack, and also what he sees after the so-called Arab Spring and what that means for the United States. His speech is the most highly anticipated of the entire event based on what's happening over there in the giant sandbox in the Middle East. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, who actually gave a little sneak preview of what he was going to say, did throw this out. It always provides an opportunity for the president to put the international situation in context and to put forward a vision of U.S. leadership, and that's what he'll do. In other words, I'm not going to tell you a damn thing. You'll have to tune in and decide for yourself. Don't worry, we'll have snippets of it here on America Tonight. I want to know what he's going to say as far as the consulate attack, because he's got to bring that up. Has to bring it up. I can't imagine that won't be part of what he mixes in there anyway. It's much of the same on the campaign trail. He said, you said, I should, this is why, I'll do, that kind of thing. The polls still show that Obama's ahead, whether it's 3 points or all the way up to 12 points in some polls. But what does that mean? We've got 42 days to go. Frankly, Monday Night Football might be more interesting. At the end of it was just a complete carnage. An accident at every turn. Everywhere you looked, there was nonsense going on, particularly at the tail end of the game. Should Green Bay have won? If you're listening and you have no idea what I'm talking about, trust me, you want to keep your eyes open or closed and listen to the radio at the tail end of the show. Do we have a segment for you? Sometimes when the union holds you hostage, you just have to give in when you're making a gazillion dollars. That's all I'm saying. Here's a little bit of Obama and a little bit of Romney doing the same old, same old.
Governor Romney on 60 Minutes was asked, does he think it's fair that he pays a lower tax rate than somebody who's making $50,000 a year? And he said, yes, I think it's fair. And I also think that's the way you get economic growth. I've just got a different vision about how we grow an economy. I think, Barbara, that you grow an economy from the middle out, not from the top down.
They can look at the president's record. They can look at my policies and make their choice. But this is something I don't think people just vote party lines. I think they vote on the direction of the country and the promise for the future. Polls go all over the place, but one thing I do know is that this is a very tight race. And as a result of that, states are taking a close look. Person by person is deciding who is it that's going to help them keep from having to live paycheck to paycheck. Polls go up and down, and there's some polls that are out there where the race is even. I just don't pay a lot of attention to polls.
Yeah, because he has people that'll do it for him. That makes sense. It is tight. We'll see. There could be a big pull away at the tail end of this. It's a good question. Do you know who you're voting for? I thought that, for the most part, it seemed as though this audience had it down, but maybe not. Maybe there's a lot of undecideds or flippers flipping the party. Rick in Illinois, how about that? You get to lead off the show. Thanks for hanging. Hey, Rick. Maybe he doesn't get to lead off the show. Rick, after I gave you that big buildup, you are out of here. Sorry. Quiet as a mouse. So we move on. If you call back, I promise we'll give you a free pass and slide you in, brother. All right, I was talking about the same old when it comes to campaigning and just the politics of it all. I think really have us all sick of it. People are tired of hearing the same old thing. Somebody made a serious power play with a playbook full of great ideas. I don't know, you might get the world, but more importantly the world who votes for you, to sit up and listen. If somebody cut through all the rhetoric and had a fresh message that we thought was doable, they just might capture the imagination of the U.S. Somebody out, well, now it's too late for somebody out of nowhere, but I believe there were some people that were hoping that somebody out of nowhere would suddenly fly in like the knight in shining armor and bail us out of what we don't want to see happen here across the U.S. You may look at it a little bit differently than I do and feel as though things can turn around and you're unfazed by some of the ugly numbers that have been out there. I think it's very hard to deny no budgets constantly and the $16 trillion, the fiscal cliff, and what do you do, and how do you make up money when so many people are working for the government? Where's that money coming from? You have to have the tax base. Taxes have to shoot up. I think taxes will shoot up because the things that should have happened aren't happening, and they're not voting on them on the Hill. So who gets stuck with the bill in the end? Who gets stuck? The answer is that we get stuck with the bill in the end. Yes, I think people want to pay their fair share. Maybe I'm wrong. I gladly would pay my fair share. But the problem is when you're paying more than your fair share and you see what's happening with other people, and that's when your hair is just on fire. Because we don't really control the purse strings. We can elect people that we can elect people we want to elect, but we don't really control where our money's being spent. They're collecting the money for us. Like I watch the Game of Thrones. I feel sometimes like we're in the Game of Thrones, only we have different costumes on, and they're knocking on the door asking for our pence, and we need to give lots of it. Just help us this time, and it'll all be good because you need to have support here in the kingdom. But we're tired of supporting, especially when we don't have the money to give. So it's the dark unemployment picture and the economy faltering. I think that is tough for any of us to get over with and just ignore and listen to all these other things around us. We want to hear the solution to that. That's what we want to hear. More odds and ends coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1761.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,804.48, $902.24 for a half ounce, or $451.12 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,804.48, $902.24, and $451.12.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
John Marshall, the fourth Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, that's when he was born in 1755, he was the guy who said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And there's a guy who had massive impact on constitutional law. He served 34 years. He helped write 1,000 decisions, including the Cherokee Indian Nation to stay in Georgia. Boy, if you go to D.C., you have to go to the American Indian Museum as part of the Smithsonian. It's absolutely incredible, and a lot of that is in there. So, you know, here's the thing. He's right, right? The power to tax is the power to destroy. Part of the problem in this election. Hey, you want to throw in your 2 cents? You can always do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. RC in Illinois, hello.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a whole lot of stuff, but I don't want to hog your phone.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Anyway, number one, I hear Mrs. Clinton is meeting with Combina Bob or whatever, Okama Bob.
Yes.
Is that, excuse my French, but that's the way I say it.
Yes, yes.
Don't understand that at all. I just let the man go away.
Just let him go away, and why have the meeting in the first place?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, let's stop placating these people, and let's get on about business.
Yeah, but you know this. You know this, RC. Here's part of the problem in politics. It's all about those appearances. But absolutely, I agree with you. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we offering? How much more are we offering? That's what I want to know.
You've got exactly right. That's why the necessity.
Yeah, why the necessity?
Unless they're going to come off the hill and give us something that would be of our benefit to go ahead and say, okay, let's do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so that's the way that goes. And Romney's going to lose this election.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, but that's just the way it goes.
No, I think so, too. Why do you think, let's get your point of view. Why is he going to lose this election?
Because he's like a boxer, and there's one round left. He's got to come out and start swinging.
Yep.
He's got to make his points. He's not done anything.
Yeah, 42 days left to make some to land. I love your analogy. Yeah, I love your analogy. He has to land the punches. He's got to land the punches, is what you're saying.
It's time for him to fess up and start and get something out there.
Yeah.
Forget all the ultra-conservatives. You know, he's starting to run a campaign like the first Babushki did, where he just sat back in the Oval Office, didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And for John McCain to say anything, I love him to death. He's a war hero. But at the same token in time, he ran one of the worst campaigns in my entire history of watching campaigns. I'm 60-some years old, so, okay.
Well, RC, here's what the problem was. McCain's big move was the first time out of South Carolina where he got, unfortunately, the wind knocked out of his sails by Bush, but he was going strong, and this is years ago, and I think he never completely recovered from that.
Well, no, but that... Hey,
that doesn't matter.
It's not like
yeah.
These are unseasoned politicians.
That's true.
The only one unseasoned is Mr. Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I moved back to the great state of Illinois, and this state's worse off than California, and I moved from there. So, anyhow, that's the way that rolls. And then I got a little upset tonight. Another great city of New York is going to put in a healthy hospital eating program.
No vending machines. Even if your loved one is dying and you are in a state of despair.
Candy bar to make you put your spirits up and get that sugar level elevated.
Yes.
I mean, just when the madness has got to stop. And I'd be honest with you, I'm at a loss until I tell you what, we peacefully take to the street. I marched in the 60s. And no, I'm not on, this radical situation. I'm an independent, but no, I just kept waiting for Romney to come out and say something because, like I said, I'll vote for him. I have to. I can't vote for Obama.
So. Right. But he's not going to win.
And I've talked to a lot of my liberal friends and they're not going to change. There's not going to be a bunch of swing among my peers. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, you said the key words there, among your liberal friends. Among my liberal friends, they must be the same people. They're not going to change either.
No, I mean, that's just, they're just, well, Romney's not giving them anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's just according to them. And yet you query them and question them, well, I can't vote for Romney. So that's the way that goes.
And that's it.
I was a little kid, and I was going across country with my mother and one of our good friends who was driving, and she was going to a Democratic function. They started talking about, well, you got to pull the hammer. You got to pull the one-side ticket. Even as a little child, I said, Mom, I just looked at her. I said, somebody on the other side's got to be better than somebody on his other side. So that led me to believe that you read the information and you make your decision, but nobody on one side or all of them. Not better than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have not yet to see this football thing tonight. So.
You got to hear it. You sound like you're wide awake, so you have got to pay attention, and you are, to the tail end of the show. RC, you were great. Don't be a stranger. I like that. Independent, because you didn't get it. You wanted to be able to read and to know what the people were about. I agree with you on that. If there's somebody who is better, you wear an R, you wear a D, you wear an I, and there's somebody who is you think is just better, it's just... you know, fits exactly what you think you need in your neck of the woods for senator or congressperson, hopefully you vote for them. I wish we had stats on that. It's hard to come up with those statistics other than these dreaded polls, because I would love to know when people flip. How many people, lifelong Republican or Democrat, and that's it, they're going for the other person. How often does that happen? I think on the local and state level, better chance of it than when we're talking about president. Although with president, so much determined, predetermined, with especially the Electoral College, and also the parties, the machine, where they know exactly. I mean, look, Romney has really been the person for well over a year and a half. I mean, he was that guy even when they started the debates. People would call up, they'd talk about Herman Cain, they would talk about Newt Gingrich, they would even talk about Michelle Bachmann, they would talk about all the other people who were sharing the stage. And Mitt Romney was the last guy standing. Yeah, I think it was really predetermined. Mitt Romney is the guy. He's who we're going with. Yeah, we have the New Hampshire primaries, and we have several primaries that will go through until we call it official. But I, barring some crazy thing that was going to happen, he was the person. So now the Republicans get their guy, and he has got to step up so much bigger in the sense of that, of the landing the punches, of coming up with the specifics, not so much the broad strokes. I mean, can he go through a boring diatribe of a plan that's like the length of Obamacare? Of course not. But some specifics are, you have to have them. It's like when he keeps getting asked about loopholes. Well, what loopholes would you close? What would you do? You got to have answers for those, because you know that that's a question you're going to get asked, and the press is going to try to level you when you can't come up with any good answer for that. That's what's going to happen there. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight. Coming up next, we'll fill in a few more blanks. You know, it's about the numbers, and we have a ton of numbers. And so we've got another edition of We Can Count. How about five-year-olds? Do you think as a five-year-old you should have to undergo exams? Would that help some of these kids as they grow older? Oh, I have an answer. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Having to take an exam. Seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it? I can remember playing the triangle. I remember I missed the bus one day and found my way to school and scared everyone to death. I can remember sticking baseball cards in the spokes of my bicycle when I learned to ride without training wheels before kindergarten, but I don't remember sweating it out over exams. So now we're all back in school, the kids are, and they're talking about this new push to make public schools more rigorous and have teachers be more accountable. They're really going to the idea of testing kindergartners. So they're saying more exams are on the way. Not just can you put the circles where the circles go, can you recite the alphabet? We're talking about, you know, serious examinations. I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. You think that's ridiculous? The reason is because they feel that if kids at five, some academics are saying, at 5 years, if they learn to test, they'll test better and they'll do better, like on their ACTs and SATs and all the things they need for college. So why not start them early? Why not start them in the womb? Why not have rigorous testing for pregnant women to see if their kids are going to be smart when they come out? Now, here's the thing. The most recent national exams for fourth graders found that just 34% were proficient in reading. That is scary. And 40% proficient in math. 40%. Why? I have a suggestion. How about less tube? Yes, video games are okay, but the second they walk in the door, I think there's more to this than meets the eye. And I do not think really driving kids to madness at 5 years old. Give them a break. Let them settle into the idea of going to school, for goodness sake, and enjoying it. I think that's part of the problem. Having kids that are in school that don't want to go to school, they have the Sunday blahs already. They're not old enough to feel that way. Give them a break. Let them enjoy. Let them enjoy hot dog days and all the other cool things you get to do, the trips to the zoo and wherever, when you're five. Five is young. Five is young. 10 million, that's the number. Voting laws might disenfranchise 10 million. That's a new study saying that Hispanics are going to walk away and not vote. There are new voting laws in 23 of 50 states. Hispanic U.S. citizens might not register, might not vote. This is according to a study done by the Latino community. The new laws purge people suspected of not being citizens in 16 states that unfairly, they say, target Latinos. Advancement Project is a civil rights group that's saying it. They did a study that was formally released the other day, and in one state and two other states, proof of citizenship for voter registration may push others out the door too. That's what the group is saying, that because of the tighter laws, there are going to be people that just aren't going to vote. I don't know. Listen, can we not just have people who are Americans vote? I understand the argument of, okay, voter fraud at the actual polls, different than, I think there's higher numbers for absentee ballots and all of that. However, I think the push to make sure you have people that are eligible to vote voting is a fair one. Is it really that much hocus-pocus and nastiness by the Republicans, that the Republicans are trying to block people who should legitimately be able to vote? I'm going to say, if you're a U.S. citizen, then you're eligible to vote. Just go. Show your birth certificate. Show your driver's license, whatever it is. I know it's different in every single place, but the forms that they can accept are the same. If you have a legitimate birth certificate, if you have a passport, if you have any of that, they'll take it. They'll take it. What is the big deal? We've made something that was a small deal into a giant deal and have twisted it in a lot of nasty directions. That's the problem with the voting, with arguing about voter identification. Philadelphia, my hometown, is the place that is recognized for lots of famous men like Ben Franklin. How about this story, that there is a 1778 bust of Ben Franklin that was missing? It was in a bag on a bus. Yes, I can't make this up. It's valued at $3 million. What happened was a former cleaning woman carried the sculpture on a bus in Maryland, took it with her. The guy who owned the bust, George DeAngelo, was happy when he found out that they had found the heirloom. It's a 1778 plaster of Paris that's done by a famous French sculptor that was stolen from his home back in August. They found it. The bust, they said, is something that should be treasured by everyone. I think they're thinking of eventually donating it back. The person who was fired by the cleaning company that served their house was the one who had it with her and was taking it with her to be spiteful. Wonder if she knew it was worth $3 million. It'd be a tough defense, wouldn't it? I have this bust. Because anybody would see it, it'd be pretty easy to pick out that, you know, what does this bust really belong here? And the answer is no. But she was upset that she had been fired. She just snatched it, and the rest is history. I wonder if they'll press charges against her, because then that would be sad in one way, because she'd end up doing jail time over it. And the bus actually now has a crack across the chest. They're going to have to try to restore it. What they could charge her with is illegally transporting the bus across state lines, which would be a federal offense. And it looks like they may charge her. So she could end up doing jail time for ripping that off. Ugh. Really? Was it worth it? I'm going to say no. No. Think again when you think that you're going to walk away with that and they're not going to be able to eventually trace it back to you. The answer is, of course, they're going to be able to trace it back to you. Who else was in and out of the house? That's what they're going to find out. All right, just for fun, I thought we'd do one more poll. We throw it into the mix because this is, after all, about the numbers. Obama even leads Romney among NASCAR fans. Say what you will about the NASCAR folks, but they are not afraid to say what they believe in and who they think will win. So the slide in the polls continue for Romney. Obama leads Romney 49-42% among NASCAR enthusiasts. That's according to a new Zogby poll that was done. And the other part of the equation was PoliticusUSA.com. So Romney was booed at the Daytona 500, remember, in February during a campaign trip, and that was in front of Super Tuesday. But now NASCAR fans seem to be embracing him. The poll of likely voters found that Obama leads Romney 54-40% among military families and some others as well, but not in this one area. Not in the one area. He seems to have struck a nerve with NASCAR people. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hello, babe. Yeah, listen, they got a bumper sticker on those NASCARs that say, don't blame me, I voted for the American.
But I'm bumped. That's good. I like
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. You'd be in the pole, princess and all. Do you wear some kind of little outfit?
You have a crown. It says, pull me.
Okay, okay. Don't worry about this pole thingy. Like I told you last night, that's all in the cards. It's all in the game. When we do our little debate, Romney will cut the boy down so low he'll need stilts to crawl under and tickle a snake's belly.
You think? Yeah, yeah. We'll see. I think it's going to be interesting. I know that it's going to be heavily watched.
Did you get that joke I gave to Matt last night for you?
Oh, he didn't pass it on. What was your joke?
He didn't? Okay.
No.
What has eight legs, four ears?
Eight legs and four ears, what?
Two dogs.
That is clever. Eight legs, four ears. Oh, I have to remember that. I'm going to tell that.
You can remember that.
I can.
You're a brilliant woman.
Yeah, I can remember that. I'm not brilliant when it comes to jokes.
I've got something for our young people out there to think about when they get ready to go to the polls.
Okay.
Since Obama has become our president, illegally, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm out of the country. He put forth 10,000 new regulations that inhibit business. And those just absolutely devastated.
10,000 new regulations. Oh, we hate red tape. Yikes. Speaking of red tape, they need to cut it out in the NFL. Get rid of the replacement refs. We're talking about it next.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his two terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As Wilson scrambles to keep it alive, the game's final play is a Wilson lob to the end zone, which is...
Certainly is not. Roger Goodell, what are you thinking, buddy? Something has to change here. Listen, I went through a litany. That could have cost many NFL players serious injuries, and there was some serious injuries in other games that happened on Sunday. But this unreal, unbelievable Packers-Seahawks game, the refs deciding games. Come on, that's what this is here. Somebody said to me, I just now got a text a few minutes ago, do you think the refs had money on the game? The Packers won clearly when they came down with the ball. You could hear the confusion in the various calls. So then they bring the players back The Packers could barely even find their helmets, and they were furious. There was cheap-shotting going on all over the place. I have never seen a finish to a football game like this. There are even some people saying, let's just boycott the games next week if the refs aren't back by Thursday. Let's just skip it. And now, boycotting is so tough. You'll never see that across the board. That's not going to happen. But fans are complaining they've had enough. The NFL looks stupid. They look like a joke of a league. I mean, it's absolutely terrible for the game. Terrible. It just goes along with the theme of venting here on America Tonight for this hour. Unbelievable. That Green Bay didn't win this. It's going to fuel the debate about whether or not the replacements that, you know, with all these calls that have been disputed, whether or not they should be hanging in there for one more week. But here's the thing. If Goodell doesn't get off his rear and they don't cut a deal. Now, if you're the refs and you're watching this, if you're the lifelong refs, guys who have, you know, 20 years, and even guys who have a couple of years in, they are loving this because it shows what a shambles the NFL has become, especially in this. This is it. I mean, this is gut check time. You cannot allow this to stand. And it took 10 minutes before the teams were brought back for the extra point, by the way. And so this final decision was just a blunder. Green Bay goes down 14-12 Monday Night Football. Matt, I watched all the replays and looked at all the things afterwards, but Matt, you were watching it when it was happening, and you said you were just stunned.
I couldn't believe it, and my friends couldn't believe it, and as you can imagine, majority of my friends can't stand the Packers since I live in Minnesota Viking territory, and I think we were all in agreement that the Packers definitely got screwed by the refs. And it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, and I think it'll definitely, hopefully, Roger Goodell can swallow his pride a little bit and get the refs back, because, and as I'm going through, I've been reading tweets all night about this, and somebody like pointed out, like, what if that was the Super Bowl? I mean, could you imagine?
The disaster.
That'd be crazy. Wrong. And then another thing is we now have players openly tweeting about the refs, and here is, I believe he's offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, TJ Lane, and I'll clean it up, says, got bleeped by the refs, embarrassing, thanks NFL. And then he also said, bleep it NFL, find me and use the money to pay the regular refs.
Yeah, they got to find a way. They got to find a way to solve this because this is not working. And this last game shows it. The Seattle Seahawks should not have won that game. They decided that game. I mean, it's, you know, and everybody is taking chunks out of these replacement guys. They don't care.
I mean, I've never
clueless.
I've never been one to be a fan of the Four Letter Network either, because I think they. The kind of side caddy to a lot of the leagues and don't play enough hockey. But they have been destroying the NFL all night on ESPN, and that is just something I never thought I would see. And, I mean, everybody's going to be talking about this tomorrow, and it's a huge... I mean, there have been embarrassing moments with the replacement refs.
Yeah.
This is on a whole nother level. This we just went nuclear is basically what happened. And I don't know. If they don't find a situation before the next week of football, I don't know. It's going to get even more out of control.
Yeah, the replays clearly, and I've looked at this now 10 different times since talking to Matt, the replays show that Green Bay intercepted the pass. And what it was the touchdown pass from Russell Wilson to Golden Tate. It was the final play. But if you look at the replays, Green Bay intercepted that. They intercepted it.
Basically, Jennings is the Packer player. He's a defensive back. He has the ball, and it's coming into his chest. He's falling to the ground. And Golden Tate, the Seattle receiver, has basically one arm in, kind of tangled with it.
Yeah.
But clearly does not have possession of the ball. Any way you look at it,
it's not
you
there.
You decide on the error of the Packers. And, I mean, I don't... I can see how maybe watching it live you call it the other way, but how do you go to the replay booth and still rule in favor of the Seahawks? I don't know if maybe they just wanted to get out of the stadium with their lives, which maybe I understand that, because if you reversed that call, that stadium would have just turned on you in a very, very big hurry. But I don't know. It's honestly just one of the most stunning and unbelievable cluster bleeps that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't see, I mean, I just don't see how that they couldn't see it. Matt's right, you go back and you look at the replay. I clearly have looked at this several times from different angles.
You have both refs converging on the play, and
right,
one signals the end of the game's over, and the other ref signals a touchdown.
Right.
Simultaneously, at the same time, looking at the exact same thing.
Right.
And that's just, that's where we're at right now with the replacement refs, where you have two officials watching the exact same play, ruling at the same time with a different ruling. And you just can't have that.
You can't have that. I mean, you can clearly see that, as Matt described, you can clearly see that Tate had pass interference. He had committed pass interference, apparently. That's what it looked like, anyway. But the referees, when they looked, it didn't convince them to overturn the call when they reviewed it. So Seattle escapes with a wild, improbable victory. And it should not have been, because these are the things at the tail end of the season that can make or break you. And hey, Seattle picks up another one. Good for them. I mean, that's it. The ruling stood. That's the name of the game. That's it. But the name of the game for the NFL is you have got to get it together. You've got as much as we can complain about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, let's see. Ineptitude at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when I feel they're ineffective because they're too busy trying to not be transparent. The NFL is very transparent. These replacement refs have no clue. They just don't have any clue what they're doing. They're out of their league. And the NFL is out of its mind to continue to allow it to go on. Hey, it's a good chance to tell you that don't forget this week on our Thursday show. That's right, Thursday show in the third hour. We do that nail the score thing. Maybe you could be like Dave in Vermont and you can nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, pick a side, tell us the score, and you're in. Boom, like that.
You gotta be kidding me. That's unbelievable. That is terrible. I didn't think something could be called worse than the Sam Fields interference.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.